Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
For many of us, it seems that life almost has become a collection of appointments and of obligations, an agenda of things that we must get done. A busy schedule each day, each week, each month, and each year. But for the Apostle Paul, and for the other apostles, and for many of those who followed Jesus Christ, life was quite different. What was next on their agenda every hour of every day was the possibility of death. They lived their lives in the shadow of death because of their faith. And if we are honest with ourselves, if we are thinking clearly, we will admit that the possibility of death is what's next on our agenda as well. None of us are promised tomorrow. We're told in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1, that we are not to boast about tomorrow, because we're told you do not know what a day may bring forth. And as we are further told in James chapter 4, where we are reminded, you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. Life is a complex series of events and of circumstances that we have very little, perhaps in many cases, no control over, making it impossible to know if we will even be here on this earth tomorrow. Life is as transitory as a puff of smoke. It is as brief as a breath of air. And death is the great leveler for all of us. It comes to the rich. It comes to the poor. It comes to the weak and to the strong alike. It is no respecter of age or of background. And though in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, Paul said that he constantly lived in danger of death, despite that, he did not fear death. He did not look at death as an enemy. In fact, in Philippians chapter 1, he said, to me, to live is Christ. He is my life. But at the same time, to die is gain. To depart from this world and to be with Christ forever is far, far better. But Paul said, I remain here for your sakes. I remain here for your spiritual growth. As those who belong to Jesus Christ, we have no reason to fear death. And our attitude concerning our own death, even perhaps as we are taking our last breath, is really our final testimony to those around us. It is our final word to a world that clings on to life here on this earth at all costs. Because sadly, that is all that they have to cling on to. And in the passage of scripture that is before us today, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 8, Paul tells us why he could face death calmly and confidently if that was what was next on the agenda of his life. And so he says in verse 1, though we are afflicted in every way, though we live with the threat of death following close behind us, still, we know this. We are confident in the reality of the promise of God as he has revealed this truth to us in his word. That if the Lord Jesus does not return before we die and takes us home to be with him, takes those who know him to be with him, if he doesn't snatch us all away and we as individuals fall asleep in Christ and we die, if we die, and he says our earthly tent, skin us, in Greek, our earthly body, which is our house in which our spirit dwells, if this is torn down, kataluo in Greek, if it is dismantled like a tent, we will not fear. We don't fear because we do not cease to exist. When we die, death is not the end of life because our body is just our temporary home for our eternal soul. And beyond this tent, we have, Paul says, a building. Oikodome in Greek. We have a permanent structure. We have a structure with a solid foundation, a dwelling place in which we will live forever. We will have a glorified body that will be given to us by God, a house, a home that has not been made with hands, a body that is not part of this creation, so it is not subject to sin. It's not subject to decay, and it is not subject to death, as is our earthly body. But it is a body, Paul says, that is eternal, forever made in the image, in the likeness of Christ, who is in the heavens. We may not fully know what our glorified bodies will be like, but we know this, we will be like Christ, we are told in 1 John chapter 3. We will be in a better place, in a better body, with a new body, with a body that is imperishable, with a body that is glorious. So indeed, Paul says in verse 2, it is no surprise that in this house, in this earthly body, we groan. Stenazo in Greek. We sigh from deep within ourselves, longing. Epipaseo in Greek. We hunger, we thirst to be clothed, epen duomai. We long to be covered with our dwelling from heaven, covered with our glorified body. We are somewhat uncomfortable in this body on this earth. perhaps some of us more than others, uncomfortable with the frustrations, uncomfortable with the imperfections, uncomfortable with the sin, with our own sin, with our own failures, things that we experience in this body, in this life. We long for the perfection of heaven, and it is death that opens that door for us. And when we put on our glorified bodies, then we are told in verse 3, we shall not be found naked, like a soul without a body. For indeed, Paul says, while we are in this tent of our earthly body, we groan, we sigh, we weep, being burdened, bareo in Greek, being weighed down. We are weighed down because we are waiting and waiting for the redemption of our body, Paul said in Romans chapter 8. In this life, our bodies are being almost crushed, aren't they, by sin? It's the way we feel sometimes. We're crushed. We're afflicted. We're battered and bruised by the effects of time. But at the same time, we don't want to be unclothed, Paul says. We don't want to be without a body. And so we long to be clothed with our glorified body, a body from heaven, in order that what is mortal, synetes, in Greek, what is subject to death, may be swallowed up, katapino, may be devoured by life, by eternal life, by the fullness of the perfection of Christ. That's what we long for. And Paul points out in verse 5, from eternity past, this has always been the will of God for us. He has prepared us, katergazomai in Greek. He has worked out all of these things, worked out all of the details according to his sovereign plan. Why? For this very purpose, Paul says, that we might be a people who have been redeemed by him, so that we might worship him and so that we might glorify him in our glorified bodies forever. And it is God who has given us his Spirit, Paul says, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, who now lives within those of us who belong to Christ. He has given him to us, Paul says, in verse 5, as a pledge, arabon in Greek, as a down payment, as evidence of what is to come. He's our guarantee. So we can face what is next with assurance, with confidence, with certainty. We can face death without fear. As Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, I am absolutely confident that he who began the good work of salvation in us will complete that work until the day that we see our Savior face to face and we are revealed as a masterpiece of God, complete in every way. Therefore, in verse 6, Paul encourages us to stand firm. He says, we are always pantate, we are at all times to be of good courage. Sareo. We're to place our unwavering trust in Christ, even in the face of death, knowing that we have finished our course, knowing that we have finished our assignment from Him while we have been here on this earth, knowing, understanding that while we are at home in this body and demeo, while we are among the people of this earth, we are absent, ek demeo in Greek. We are away from the Lord, away from our real home, away from our real body. For while we are here, Paul says, isn't it true that we walk and we live by faith and not by sight? We serve a God who is in the heavens. We serve a God who lives within us. And our confidence is in the fact that we are grounded in the truth of His word. And so, in our afflictions, as we approach death by faith, we believe what God has said. So we are of good courage, I say again, Paul tells us in verse 8. We prefer to be absent from this body, and we prefer to be at home with the Lord. That is what's next for those of us who belong to Jesus Christ. We close our eyes and we wake up victorious over sin. We wake up victorious over death through Christ Jesus our Lord. We wake up in His very presence. And if you can hear these words today, it is not too late for you to come to Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, for the salvation of your soul. And so you too will be with Him forever. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.